Hello. Before we start, I'd like you all to help me recognize the adults who made this amazing trip possible. Without them, we would not have had the guidance and direction needed to make this trip possible. So as I call your name, would you please rise and stay standing for me? Adam Augsburger. David Warfel. Marge Weaver. Jeremy Hobb. David Votland. And Lauren Satchwell. Thank you all once again. Would you join me in a round of applause for them? All right, now how many of you in the congregation have been on a swap trip before or been involved in some manner? All right, very nice. Anyway, most of you most likely know that SWAP stands for Sharing with Appalachian People. It's a program of Mennonite Central Committee, and it provides week-long service trips. It was founded in 1985. Each day, the group goes out to various locations and repairs homes for low-income individuals and families. The work varies and can be any number of tasks, from digging trenches to building ramps to painting houses and much, much more. Another important facet of SWAP is the opportunity to better know the people and the culture of the Appalachian region. The key word in the acronym here is sharing. It's not serving with Appalachian people, it's sharing. The difference is the mindset and the connotation that comes with each of the words. If you think you're serving, it implies a one-way avenue of just you giving. It implies that you are there to just do work for someone that needs your help. This approach isn't what's intended, and it's sharing because it means that you're both giving and receiving from the individuals. It means that the homeowners have something in return to give you, and this is true. Many of our participants on this trip have had the opportunity to sit down with their homeowners and learn more about the culture of Appalachia. Moving on, another important aspect of the work done on SWAP is safe, dry, and warm. These are the values in order off of which we base our work. To clarify, the work we must do is to first ensure that their homes are safe, next dry, and then finally warm. Together, these principles ensure that the homeowners have an adequate living space. In all, the SWAP experience is a fantastic ministry that allows the youth to experience God's creation while spreading Jesus' love through service.
I'll be reading Isaiah 58, verses 5 through 8. Is this the kind of fast I've chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard.
On July 2nd, we all left our comfortable lives behind for a week full of service. Our week was full of situations that gave us discomfort. Heat, dirty jobs, wasps, people snoring, limited showers. These are all things we had to face. But looking back, we won't remember the discomforts. We'll remember how nice it was to go into the AC and talk to the homeowners. We'll remember the laughs shared at the work site and how accomplished we felt at the end of the week. But most of all, we will remember what we learned. That we may not like the discomforts that we run into, but they are nothing compared to what the people of Appalachia face every day. None of us have to worry about whether our water will work when we wake up, or whether we can safely make it into the house without a ramp. For us, being able to help these people by learning their story and fixing their homes is worth any discomfort that could ever come our way.
First Peter, chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
So I was at the site building a porch extension and ramp along with Elena, Olivia, and Jonah. And our homeowners were Ricky and Sarah. Here you can see Sarah's right there, and then there's Ricky. And then they also had a 21-year-old son named Sam who lived with them. And he's in the blue shirt on the top picture on the far right. And so overall, we had a great experience with all of them. And they did an incredible job of welcoming us to their home and seeing to our every need. They truly embodied hospitality. As we said earlier, there was very hot conditions, and they made sure that they had a fully stocked cooler with water and Gatorade for us each morning when we arrived at the site. In two of the 4 days, they even served us lunch, allowing us to take a break in the air conditioning and get a fresh, hot meal. And one of the days, the last day at lunch, while we were eating, Sarah's brother Jason, who lived in the house next door, even played his banjo and sang for us, which was an awesome experience. Furthermore, every single day, either Ricky or Sam came out and helped us work, and without their help, I do not believe we would have finished the ramp on time. They also brought a speaker outside for us and played contemporary Christian music while we worked, which helped contribute to a relaxed yet positive work environment. I personally found that our relationship with our homeowners perfectly demonstrated why SWAP stands for sharing with Appalachian people. We were able to help build them a brand new ramp and spread God's love through our choice to volunteer our time to contribute to the completion of the task. However, we received just as much, if not more, back from the experience. We were able to experience firsthand the positive effect of welcoming others to your home with generosity and hospitality, as well as get to know a family from a different culture than our own. It was clear that they lived by the values of Christian love and hospitality, and it was incredibly powerful to interact with other members of the body of Christ. Although our homeowners came from a different background, in a different region, with a different culture, through Christ, we were all united. This further confirmed in me the incredible unifying power of Christ and the power of showing love and kindness to others. God's love transcends over differences between the people of the world, and that love can help us to also overcome those differences and empathize with others. God's love can help us understand others and respect them for who they are and acknowledge the unique differences are something to be celebrated and not used to stigmatize or discriminate.
During our week at SWAP, my group and I worked on a trailer home placed on the land of a house that had previously burnt down. This group included Lena, Matt, Sam, Emily, David B., Jeremy, and I. With our first visit to the home, we were planning on building a great relationship with the homeowners, just like the other groups. We were ready to exchange stories and share the work of Christ through our conversations and actions. We prepared to do lots of hard work, and that part lived up to our expectations. Something we had to keep in mind and live by was Matthew 5:16, which says, "Let your light shine down before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Throughout the week, I tried not to be upset when we heard that the homeowners and their family were not around for a couple of days. It was a little discouraging to hear about the shared experiences the other groups had. I was looking forward to the introduction of names of the homeowners and the family, but that day didn't come until the very end. We wanted to be able to connect with the family who we were helping. We didn't really get a great chance to do that. But after the work, at the end of the week, we invited the homeowners to the Heineman Methodist Church for a meal and a picture slideshow and worship. We were very happy to see them walk in and finally interact with the family who we had been sharing with. They thanked us and participated in our singing. We hoped to demonstrate our faithfulness to Christ and love through the actions of the week. Besides the relationships with the homeowners, in our youth group and in our smaller work groups, we grew together and shared great laughs and memorable experiences.
It was easy to tell that God was present through our hot and sweaty work days. It's surprising how much a group can grow closer while sitting on a tarp eating turkey and cheese sandwiches, talking about everything under the sun during our breaks. The working conditions and trip overall made for great bonding experiences. Whether it be up on a ladder or in a Dairy Queen booth, we all had to stay humble and keep in mind that we were here not for the recognition, but to be the hands and feet of Jesus for the homeowners we served. Each morning we read a devotion to spark thought for the workday. With all of our minds focused on the same goals, we grew together as a whole. It can be easy to get distracted in our everyday lives with everything going on, especially as a teenager. This week provided an escape from the typical summer week. It was a chance to reach out, see how others live, how others worship, and a way to see the other sides of our fellow MYFers. Hours spent hammering, insulating, and measuring were under the careful watch of God as we all grew together in this very eventful week.